What's going on, people? It's your man, Big B. Check it. Have you ever been on a bus, a train, and a taxi and just had an annoying motherfucker beside you and you don't want to hear what they have to say? Maybe even if you were in a studio amongst your co-hosts and one motherfucker's just talking and you don't want to hear what he has to say. Here's my suggestion. Instead of going to jail for smacking the shit out of somebody, go to the people at Tweaked Audio. Get yourself a pair of headphones. Block out the noise, people. Just shut them down. You don't want to hear that shit. It could be Mark the Doc Wally just babbling off at the mouth because he don't know what the fuck to do with himself.
Shut them down.
Put your headphones on and shut them down.
Shut them down.
It's real easy. Go to tweakaudio.com. Put in the code IDS. What will that do for you? I tell you. That will give you 33% off your entire purchase. People, listen to me. If you buy 100 pair of earbuds for everybody on your Christmas list, you get 33% off. There's no limit to this shit. Just do it. You also get a lifetime guarantee and free shipping for that shit. Listen, we're about 6 months away from Christmas. Start getting your shit together now. Don't be that jackass that didn't buy people nothing. TweakedAudio.com. Do it. Bitches.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby. Mark,
do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep.
You are down in deep.
And I can smell it. It's in the air. And I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it. It's in the air. And I
oh, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it. It's in the air. And I
what's going on, peoples? It's your man, Big B. We're back. Welcome to IDS, where you got the crew that does it like they're doing it for TV. Welcome. Who do I have with me today? I got with me today the Queen.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
I have with me today the doctor.
What's up, everybody? Y'all know how I do it. Let's do it.
Also have with us today the assassin.
You.
Oh, okay. Well,
there you go.
And there you are.
And we have special friend and guest to the show. She said, you know what? I don't want a name. Just put the whole government out there.
Put it out there.
We have Miss Tanya, whose social security number is 219-73-2684.
Tanya Renee Jenkins.
Right. She's one of them Jenkins girls.
Mm-hmm.
From Vulcan.
No. Not a Jenner.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Oh,
no,
okay. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
And we're off. How you doing, Miss Tanya?
What up?
Say hi to the people.
Hello.
Tell the people a little something about yourself.
Oh, hell. They don't want to know.
She said, oh,
no,
hell.
They don't want to know. Right. I'm single.
Oh, oh wow. I know that's right.
All right, put it out there, girl.
Oh, shit.
Set that thing on the tray.
Yeah.
Put some hot sauce on it.
All right, Quinn, can you get on the page and put it out there that Miss Tanya is single? Okay. So we will open Skype if anyone wants to audition.
That's right. Okay. She's pretty too, y'all.
We will open Skype and yeah.
All right. Miss Tanya.
Hold on. Let me
all right. Okay.
Let me go ahead and turn this computer on now.
Goats and cows and
the one that likes to shut the whole show down.
That.
Okay. So, what kind of things do you like, Miss T?
Well,
or Tanya. Miss T's not with us today.
That's TT.
Oh,
no, it's not. It's Miss T.
Okay, Tanya.
We're playing the dating game.
Oh, right, wow. right. Tanya, what kind of things do you like to do?
Well, I like to do lots of things.
All right.
And my name today is lots of things.
That leaves the door open, doesn't it?
Yes. You know.
All right.
Yeah.
Traveling.
She washes cars.
Yes, I did. Well.
Wait, what were you actually doing in that picture?
Wait.
What didn't she do? You could have put your dinner on top of that engine.
Oh, yes.
Is that what you were doing?
Oh.
Is that what she did?
I am a car enthusiast.
That's
I love
what's up,
cars.
Girl. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to add
that
in your profile.
That means her engine is ready.
And clean.
Oiled.
Got people revving. Got people clean. Yeah.
All right.
You have to go do it with your tongue.
What? Whoa.
That's I don't do those things.
Excuse me, sir? Sir.
The lies we tell.
Right. How about that? How about that?
Sir?
Sir.
I feel... Okay. Never mind. All right. All right.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to go off of B. Lies you tell. I'm just going to say number 11.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will know what I'm talking about. Number 11.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to sneeze.
Bless you.
She leaves the hood up.
Oh. All
so right. You can see the, I mean.
Well.
I'm trying to keep it moving.
Doctor.
All right.
Come on, contestant number one.
All right. So,
yeah.
While we're waiting for Tanya's dream date to call in, how was everybody's weekend?
Great.
Great.
Too quick.
Mine was good, man. I got a few things to say.
Okay. Does any of them have to do with Buddy?
No.
Damn, okay.
All right.
I mean, I can put a little Buddy in there.
I mean, no, I'm just saying.
Okay, great.
You put the Buddy in on the end?
Yeah, on the end.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You know, I got to get
Power's back on, y'all. My joint is back on, and it looks like it's going to be a good season.
You paid your bill?
Yeah. For as long as it lasts.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant your electricity.
Oh,
well, both, really. You know, we're living day by day, month by month.
Hey. Aren't we all? I think I've been in pocket for 400 right now.
But it looks like it's getting good. You know, 50 Cent out of jail and everything for those who keep up with Power. I checked out season, you know, to get back abreast of what's going on. You know, I went back over season one.
That's been reading this weekend.
That's why I said, look at.
Well, you know, I try to learn a word every now and again. You know,
yeah, like
word today,
right? DailyDictionary.com.
Yeah. You know, I try to keep up with you.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, you know, I didn't graduate. You know, I just made it through the sixth and a half grade. And but you know, I've held myself. Yeah, I hold myself often. And it's like, nah. But anyway, all my series coming back on. Ray Donovan get ready to come back on. I checked out season one, season two recap just to make sure I was fresh on everything. Dear. So, you know, that'll hold me over the football season starts. But that's all I did. And Buddy's still going in the trash. I almost broke his neck, though.
God damn.
He's getting him on goddamn nerve. But other than that, he's a good dog.
You gotta train him not to do that. Or, like I told you, put something on top of the trash can.
Like what?
Like something heavy?
Oh, no, see.
A book?
No. See, I want him to know. I don't feel, my wife said the same thing, or even move the trash can and all that. But
you have to train him, though.
So that's what I'm doing. I whip his ass.
Clearly, the ass whipping is not working.
It's not, but he's still, I mean, he's a little older than a puppy, but I've had several. This is like my fifth dog. All right, so it's not like it's the first. I
but
know
did
what
any
to
of
do.
Them go in the trash before?
Every now and again, but not as often as he does. And he does it slick. When I mean, if we're home or if it's just me and him, he won't do it. But like, as soon as I take Kayla to school or something, or if he's in the house by himself, he will do it.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing a video of a dog that he knew when the people left. Like, he would go to the front door, get up on the counter, get stuff off the counter, or he knew how to open the refrigerator. Because they were like, how is everything, like, missing and everything's all over the place? He was smart enough to do that, and they didn't know until they start videotaping.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man, if he was smart enough to go in the refrigerator, he better be smart enough to bring me a goddamn beer downstairs. Right.
You can train him to do that, you know.
I know. First, I got to train him to stay out the goddamn trash can. And that's the point. That's where I am right now.
You want to get something, go get me a beer.
You know right.
Give me a bowl,
if he did that, I would let the trash can incident kind of slide every now and again.
If Buddy popped one of them cans open, he's going to be a whole new different
he's
person.
He's going to be a dead dog. You do not fuck with the bulls.
He's going to be a different person.
He means go get it, open the refrigerator, go get the bull, bring it to you, and then go, and then get it to you.
Is that what you meant? Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, for the sake of moving, he's
thinking about the next
on.
Thing he's gonna say.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. But other than that, that's what's happening in Doc's world.
In Buddy's world.
And yeah, okay. Yeah, Buddy's world. All right. Yeah.
Buddy.
What about you, Big B? What's going on with you?
You know what? I ain't do much of shit this weekend. I had a. I had a headache of a weekend, in all honesty. Had a headache of a weekend. So, yeah. That's what is up.
Oh. All right.
Well, okay.
Super duper duper. Any more business to tend to before we enter the show? I'll take that as a no. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the In Deep Show.
Aqua aura, slow Sephora, speeding out of her speedo. Still Carlito with the Nino when I'm feeling Magneto. Controlling metal, regimental bullets through your people.
Dancing, dancing with damsels in Zanzibar. Got a handle on Hannibal, hit the Alps. COD revolver revolves in a vault. A voltage high sky, dive with diamonds and dial out.
Dutchess filled with dandelions and daiquiris that dilute them. Arabian arrow unlocking, disconnect and conclude them. I switch around a clavicle, grabbing you gummy gators. The posture is paramount to the palace of high creators.
Who has the antidote for toad is still on Santa Claus? We chant the antifreeze, six vandals on evangelists. All like the candlesticks in Rumblefish, Los Angeles. Pull up with pugilists, compute they risk the scandalous.
Fast car, freeway, engine revving relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up. Pulling out, 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Fast car, freeway, engine revving relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up.
horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
This is that Eazy-Nati stepping out that Roddy on rattle. Swarovski, Godiva, Cinderella, strapped to the saddle. To Corey around the throw down at the Galaxy Gala. Sheik spritzes all around, just acting like it don't matter.
Minted monster car, power bikes and Monte Carlos. Muscle machine scenes, leaning over pinky is clean. Goldie speaking, multi-linking, hold my mixer. They won't be thinking as we sinking on this Brinks truck.
Ceramic on vanilla, golden chocolate, diamond sapphire. Herrera, Carolina, Provana, some naughty nana. The essence of a jeweler, Coco Chanel and Cabana. Zambia for the weekend with Mistress Marijuana.
Cooler raging bulls hit the center, cooling a gang. Rather cool as a fan. Bazooka under flannel, star spangled speech for barons with bolted barrels. 110, clock at McLaren, shot past Camaros.
Fast car, freeway, engine rev relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up, then pulling out. 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Fast car, freeway, engine rev relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up, then pulling out. 400 horses up, and then we out.
Black Jesus.
Should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay, y'all remember last week, well, last show.
Hey, y'all.
Well,
hey, y'all, look. You know, we got rookie fever going on here today. So, when Miss Tanya come back, we ain't gonna act like we just been waiting for her, like, the whole time. Like, she fucked the whole show up.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, y'all remember last week when we was talking about? Man, I looked at you like you was here. we were talking about the name for Kim and Kanye's newest addition to the family.
Oh, okay. You know we were waiting for you.
Yeah.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Hey. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I told you not to hire her.
Okay.
Jesus.
Welcome back to the show.
TP,
I'm a lightweight.
Live as
we.
Can you help with that? Make sure that drink don't fall down.
Yeah, please.
Tiny.
She got a lot to get in that chair.
Dude, tiny banner.
This show is not all about the top shelf. We got bottom shelf action too.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
All right. So you were saying, Doctor, you had some stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about the new addition to Kim and Kanye's family, the little baby boy,
Zay Zay,
East, West, North, South, and all that kind of bullshit.
Park West.
Well, nah, right.
I'm going with Bruce West.
You can't say Bruce anymore, boy.
Exactly. So they could take the name and use it for yourself.
All right.
I say. Nope. I'm going to revise mine. I say that Kanye is a big comic book fan, and he's going to name him Adam.
Batman. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yes.
G. Willikers, Brian.
Zoom pow.
Right. Holy top of the head, Big B.
Well, all right. But anyway, they say they going to stick.
Do you know what those are called? Do you know what those are called? The kaboom pow. New word for you. You know? Anybody?
I'm sorry.
I'm not really sure.
What?
The whole thing from Batman, like the kaboom pow. Onomatopoeia. It's a very long word. Don't ask me how to spell it. There you go.
All right. Cool. All right. I may have to pee a little later. All right. Hey, look, what they said is though, they gonna keep it traditional this time. This is the word on the street.
It might be Adam. You might be right.
Yeah, how about that? Okay. How about that's too traditional. I think it's gonna be something.
It's still gonna be Zozo or Zay Zay. Or Park.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well damn.
What would you do if he named him like Red so you can get with Blue? Later on in life.
Oh, we automatically assuming this is going to be a boy?
I mean, I'm just saying. Our sauces have been in the vagina.
Okay.
I mean, he is right. Black, so it's 50% valid.
There you go.
That he's been in.
There you are.
And there you have it.
Doc is a black man, so there's a 50% chance that he's been in.
Okay. Moving on. Hey, do y'all know why they named her the first one North?
No.
No.
Okay. Because they said that North is always on top.
Okay. Oh wow.
And North, and North
is she now?
And North is always going to the top. So that's why they named
They need to rethink that.
They need to really not ever say that again.
Really?
Nope.
I see porn in the future.
North is
right.
North is always
on
top.
I'm sorry. I see soft core porn.
Especially
with no, I see porn.
Yeah. She's just going to be doing Kanye's videos then?
What?
You said soft porn?
No.
Oh, okay. You said soft
porn.
She's
going to be doing daddy's videos. Grandpa's background.
Hey. How about that?
No. The newest rapper by the time she gets old, whoever that is, she'll be doing their videos.
Might still be dad.
Ooh. Hey, y'all tell
Ray
me something.
J.
What y'all think North gonna do? Y'all think she's gonna be in the industry, or y'all think she's just gonna be a spoiled little brat, or you think she gonna, maybe
branch off? I think North and Blue are not gonna get along.
Okay.
Oh, they already got them beefing.
Shit, they cousins. They're gonna be cousins, man.
Jeez.
Play cousins. Like far distance play cousins.
You think so? Hey, that brings up another question. I'm sorry. I just shit keep rattling. You know my shit ain't good.
It's empty. What?
Do you think it is? You're right. Do you think if Jay-Z never married Beyonce, that wait a minute.
No, Kanye would not be married now.
I don't think so either.
Oh, okay, I thought you were gonna say something else. Okay. Mm.
I think, Jay-Z is Kanye's mentor, if you ask me.
Sure.
Right. So, if Jay-Z never married Beyonce and they never had a kid, do you actually think that Kanye and
I think if Jay-Z played a good enough joke and said, man, you should get with the dude, he would have did it.
Yeah. Okay.
If he was able to at least keep a straight face for like 10 minutes and be like, man, you... The new shit, man, is fucking dudes, man. I think Kanye might be fucking with Caitlyn right now.
Well, might already be doing that. Okay,
the views of Brian.
Right?
Just imagine how mad he would be right now, though.
Did anybody see anything about Dennis Rodman talking about?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, not to derail you.
Do your thing.
But I'm like, I couldn't find the article. And what they were talking about. So is he going to try to ask Caitlyn out, or what's the deal?
Basically, he was supporting
the
change. And at the end of his support, he was just like, if you ever want to go out.
Call me, girl.
Oh.
Wow.
And you Dennis really, Rodman. I mean, you know how Dennis Rodman is, though.
Dennis Rodman.
So. Yeah.
Does anybody know how he's tried?
Yeah. He's Dennis Rodman confused. Fucked himself.
Right. He's tried. He will try anything.
All right. Damn, that's sad.
So does that make Caitlyn a lesbian now?
We're all trying to figure that one out.
No, I'm
not
transgender.
She doesn't want to date men, though. Like,
is that what she said?
Yeah. With Barbara Walters.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Actually, she's trying to get Bruce Jenner's Hall of Fame inductee erase and get herself put in there for the Olympics.
Is she doing that, or are people making a petition to her? I've heard people are doing a petition to take him out too.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like, now you're like a lady, so.
So wouldn't that technically make the achievements even greater? Because you probably gonna blow all the female records away.
Either way, I think it's stupid.
Yeah, me too.
So all like,
literally blow all the records away.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm just like, people,
that was cheap.
Let
Bruce tell me something though.
Cook.
So does that mean all the people that's been saving them weedy boxes and shit, thinking it's gonna, be worth some money?
That should expire.
Does that
get out of my face with that crazy stuff?
But does that make it more valuable or less valuable? Now,
depends on the purchaser.
Purchaser.
overlooked.
Well, I would think true. I would think more.
I would too. I would too.
Is he deceased though, or
damn?
No, I just want to know, like,
Bruce is
right,
dead.
Right. Whether he put Bruce in the ground.
I just want to know. Well, no, I actually don't want
to know. Rewind.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I just want to know when they start making the ice cream. The banana split.
Just lost my appetite.
With some nuts.
Or none.
No, the nuts will be hidden under the bottom, though. It's not on sprinkled on top. See, that's how you gotta do it. Okay. Hey, y'all heard of the movie Straight Outta Compton, right? Yep. The Ice Cube and mm-hmm. Dr. Dre making and all this kind of crap. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all remember the dude that was named, his name was Terry Carter, and Suge Knight backed over him and killed him and everything. But anyway, the widower.
Allegedly.
The widower. Huh?
Oh no!
Sure. Even though there was a video,
I was gonna say
there was a video.
Allegedly,
he smashed
boom, 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 boom.
Oh, oh man, like a pancake. Anyway, he was squished. But anyway, the widow, Lillian. Okay, not only is she suing Universal Studios, she's suing Dr. Dre and Ice Cube.
What the hell?
Okay, let me break it down now. Now, word on the street is that I don't know whether it was Universal Studios, Ice Cube, or Dr. Dre, but they hired some of the known gang members around the hood to, like, be security, you know, to make sure nobody robs, you know, go and steal cameras or robs, you know, has, you know, mess up the set or whatever. Okay, so, I don't know. Apparently, you know, that's why the lady going after Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. Yeah.
But that would be like trespassing, though.
What?
I mean, because his man, Suge Knight, brought the dude on set with him to confront Dre, I think. And in the midst of him trying to get away, he backed up in his homie and he made sure his homie was in the passenger seat.
Is that how it went there?
I'm just saying.
From what I saw, from what I heard, you know. My sauces. They said that, you know, they was attacking Suge and he was trying to get away. That's when he backed over dude.
I don't believe nobody was attacking Suge.
I don't know.
You know?
The dude does the gangbanger from the Denzel movie.
Training Day. Yep.
Exactly.
The dude
that, he's supposed to be playing Suge Knight.
I was in the wrong. I'm like, who was trying to rob him? I don't understand it.
Yeah. They saying that, like I said, either the movie studio, Dr. Dre, or Ice Cube went to dude, the same dude you're talking about. Right. I forget his name though.
I forgot his name.
But you know, he's been in the neighborhood for a while, and they went to him and was like, look, man, we get ready to do this movie, and we just want to make sure, you know, everything cool, so we want to hire the Crips and the Bloods or whatever they, you know, whatever they doing, you know, to make sure that nothing happens.
Why would you take a chance in hiring, like, real Crips and Bloods when the cast of the Michael Jackson Beat It video is still out there looking for work?
Wow.
I mean, that was an authentic-looking gang, especially when they broke into the Fame Dancing.
Man.
Remember, Wesley Snipes was a part of it, too.
Like it.
Did you remember that?
Nothing like it.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. What about the part where they tied
when
the
they
knot?
Tied each other? Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, that was a classic team.
That was real.
That's gangster.
That was
no
real.
No shit.
That was scary.
And like I said, a lot of people don't know that Wesley Snipes was a part of that dance crew too.
No doubt.
I didn't
know
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, that's why I'm the doc. I just wanted to put that in there. Yeah, but anyway, okay. My girl's trying to get paid. Y'all think? What y'all think? Do y'all think she has a legitimate case?
Nah, baby, she need to go eat her slice of pizza and sit her ass down.
Just sit her ass down, man. Huh? But anyway, she's also suing the name of I think it's Tommy Burger, Tony Burger, or some shit. I got it down here. I lost my.
Damn, wife. She just said throw everything in. See what sticks.
Put it all in there.
Yeah, I said see what sticks.
Yeah, because what she's saying is, though, that's a place that a lot of violence happens anyway. So she's saying that they should have had security anyway.
Man, her man shouldn't have been around.
Right.
That's it.
Huh?
Here's my thing. If he ain't had nothing to do with it, as soon as Suge pulled up on the scene, he should have been like, yo, whoa. Nothing to do with this. What's going on?
Should have probably deboed him. Sit your ass down and come on.
Oh, man. Raise your hand when you want to talk to me. Right.
Hey, when I say Clint Eastwood, what is the first thing that comes to y'all mind?
Dirty Harry.
Okay. Right. I mean, no. About his character.
Racist.
Okay.
Shit. Wow. He's an awesome director.
He is an awesome. Camino.
Huh?
Nothing.
The El Camino, that was kind But anyway, Brahim hit it right on the nose. Okay. Anyway, Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood was introducing.
You must have saw your sauces.
Right, right. I did like this. But anyway, he was introducing Dwayne the Rock.
What? I don't know.
He's all right. Entertaining himself. Pretty much. Okay, anyway, he was introducing Dwayne the Rock Johnson at the Spike Lee TV's Guy's Choice Awards. Okay, Saturday. The
Spike Guys? TV.
Guys.
Did I say Lee?
Oh, I was going to say, wait a minute. What was he doing in Spike Lee's anything?
You know what? I get the flow. Y'all know I was going to fuck up. I did good to them, though, didn't I?
We saw about that Mars.
Hey, you connected that one.
I know, didn't I? But you know what, though? When they first came out with Shut the Fuck Up.
Okay.
When they first came out with Spike TV, I automatically assumed
that it was Spike Lee. Oh, okay.
I will not shut the fuck up.
Don't make me get up.
What? Turn mic off, right?
Which button is it?
But anyway, for real though, when they first came out with Spike TV, I you know, without doing any research, like I don't do.
Just wasn't on TV.
You just thought that was just Oprah status.
That's gotta be Spike Lee joint.
Exactly.
24 hours.
Oh, that's how
we
right
do it. Says a new girl.
Right. You're in now.
No.
It's open season over here now. They already know.
24 hours of do the right thing.
Right. But anyway, yeah. Clint Eastwood said, you know, Dwayne Johnson, he was an athlete, and he jumped into acting, just like Jim Brown and Caitlin somebody.
Ooh.
Yep. Yep. So not only does that make him racist, that makes him, what are you, homophobic? Is that what we're going to call
well,
it?
Well, he said Caitlin somebody. Right. How does that make him homophobic?
And Caitlin somebody did not jump into acting unless that's an act. She's shooting a movie and pulling a joke on us.
Reality and all that bullshit, isn't that acting?
Not really.
Why not? Why not?
I mean, it's not the same thing, though.
Okay, tell me something. Do you think those reality shows are real reality, or they put acting into it to boost
ratings
and shit?
They're scripted to a certain extent.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Love and Hip Hop, check.
All right. Well, that's what Clint Eastwood said. I'm just trying.
But I don't know if that makes him homophobic.
Right, and I don't know if it makes him racist to say that The Rock and Jim Brown went from being half.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was past that part.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Oh. On the Spike Lee. Anyway.
STP will say.
Okay, let's leave Spike. We skateboarded past the Spike Lee part.
We're sorry about that, Mars.
All right. Anyway, it's not unclear whether, you know, his comments got any laughs or whatever. But the people at Spike Lee TV,
they didn't
find it too funny, so they're gonna edit that shit out.
They need to.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoever's writing his shit,
you can't say that.
Stop.
Yeah. No shit.
Not funny.
He just goes off the wall.
He's like, I'm 100. You know I can say whatever I want
right.
to say.
That's what I'm thinking. Because back in the day, I never really. I'm not gonna say I never saw it, but. I mean, I used to watch his movies.
Yeah, but
he's a good director. No,
he's a good director. You didn't see it until he got behind the camera when he started becoming that, like showing his asshole. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay,
pause.
But got to follow that up with some, well, no, never mind.
No, that's pause.
You know, he's literally not showing his 100-year-old asshole.
Okay.
So,
but we don't know what 15 talking about.
Yeah,
we
right.
We're his
hey,
fantasies.
You know what,
right. And how deep was he up in his ass?
Tell us.
I mean, when you saw his asshole, What?
It's a statement.
Was there because
it's a reference. Color
that figure of speech.
Figure of speech.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, that's what it was.
Because if it was a statement, it'd be a problem.
Pew pew pew.
Yeah. Yeah. Statement, we just want to.
We'd be questioning you right now if it was a statement.
He is an Eagle fan.
Figure of speech. Yeah.
That he is.
Yeah.
He was an Eagle fan, i.e. Scout Eagle. Oh my God, did he touch you?
It goes deeper.
Right. Oh, it goes deeper.
I think this is a good time to take a break.
You know what?
Yes,
you know
sir.
Oh, you need a hug. So. Yeah. Oh, take a break.
He got one.
From Clint Eastwood.
Like, make my day. That's like Clint fucked your leg off.
That's all right, though. Yeah, but I ain't gonna mask.
That concludes my diagnosis.
Y'all stay tuned. We got a whole lot of more, shit. Nene.
Nope.
Yep. We got a whole lot of more, tea.
I heard you from my pillow. Right. Made me lean out my window.
We'll be back.
Right. Knew the scene from the get-go. Right. But Spike Lee was my hero. Right. Said Spike Lee was my hero. Right. But Spike Lee was my hero. 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 Hero.
Welcome back, y'all. In Deep Show. If you were with us from the start, you know that our guest today, Miss Tanya, just put herself out there as available.
Tanya, Tanya. Why?
So, with that being said, Tanya,
Tanya.
We are going to bring in the first suitor.
Oh, shit.
Tested number one.
Right, right. Coming to the stage.
How you doing, sir?
How's it been, folks? I'm good.
Okay, okay, okay.
How we doing?
We good, we good, we good.
They're great.
Now, my question to you, sir. Oh, shit. It's allaboutme.com up here, ain't it?
Spike Lee.
Is he moving?
I had to sit down for this. All right, I'm good.
All right. Hold on. There we go. All righty. Got the precious crew.
Look at Mark.
Oh, you know I'm ready.
Mark just started gangbanging.
You know.
Yeah.
I just started.
Oh, boy. What's up, nephew?
I'm good. How you doing?
My man.
How you doing, sir? Tell people who you are. Who's talking to us today?
Basically great. The neglected nephew of the bunch.
Oh, neglected nephew. Sir, how are you neglected?
I'm doing good. It's hot out here.
No, Negro. I said, how are you neglected?
Come on, man.
We called you last week, Negro. We don't call people on this show. We called you.
I didn't get
week.
No missed call. That's what I'm saying. I think.
Man, we called
I
you,
think
sir.
We need to be lying sometime.
Oh.
How the hell did I get put in this, sir?
Where my call history set up.
And then she hit me. Hold on. I'm not finished talking. Okay. Then she hit me with the corporate. Oh, well, we called your phone and went straight to voicemail. So your friend picked up.
Negro, I think you're thinking about another show because I do not have your cell phone number. You're thinking about another show, boo. He's like, oh, slow down.
That's what you said. You said you called me.
Again, don't have your cell phone number. I would not have called you.
Sound like
but
you cheated
we did
on the
hit
show.
You.
What,
right.
I mean Skype. That's what I mean.
Clean it up, baby.
Sound like you cheated on the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You adulterer.
Hey, I can't help if Kmart showed up and you. I mean, he showed. He was here.
You know what I'm
front
saying?
Front and center. Shout out to Kmart.
Hey, chill out when move your hands like that. You're making me nervous. Chill, okay?
Hot panda balls, pick it up.
Right. Shout out to Kmart.
Hey, yeah. Look. I guarantee you ain't about to hear no broken dishes in my background.
can you change the battery in that smoke detector, though?
Okay. Well, all right. You got me on that one.
Hey, Baylor, before we get into the meat of why you here today, where the queen at, man?
Where the who?
Where the queen at, man? You don't never give the queen no love, man, and let her say hi to the crew or nothing, man.
Oh, that's because I be at work.
Oh. Oh. You at work right now?
I'm at work right now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Damn. When you send all those selfies.
I'm at work. Hey, but look. I tell her about y'all.
You tell her? Okay.
Hey, look. She'll make no mistake. I put niggas on the map.
She don't send no feedback.
I brought Kmart. Kmart owed me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He gave you credit.
But he gave you credit, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he showed it. You showed it.
Oh, you didn't listen to the show.
He didn't give me enough.
You didn't listen to the show? The last show?
You said what?
You didn't listen to the last show?
I listened to all the shows.
Okay.
You know
he gave you props.
Yeah.
I just told you he didn't give me enough.
He did say without you there would be no him. I mean,
First of all,
the only thing more he can do is a hand job.
Look, you see my finger? I'm gonna tell you this.
You see this finger?
I love. I'm getting there. Look, I love all y'all.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me drop the music real quick because it sounds like
okay.
Yeah,
you can
say some serious shit.
Go ahead.
Go on, pimp it.
Go ahead.
It's all you.
We listening.
Go ahead, huh?
It's all about you. Got,
where's the mute? I don't hear the music. I can't.
We dropped the music just for you. Go on, say what you know. You about to say something profound?
No, I was just saying that I love you guys, and if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't. Well, I'd probably still be dope, but I probably wouldn't be as dope.
Yes, you would. That's
without y'all. I think like at first I was like worldwide love, but then with you guys. It just went to a whole nother galaxy.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
Wow.
That's special.
Queen Neen, awesome. It we have this love hate relationship just like Drew. We're not gonna talk about her. But we need to get past that as black folks.
Absolutely.
You know what?
Now,
B, I gotta get to Big B now. Because I don't give Big B a lot of props.
Thank you, man.
Okay. No, that man is the, and I'm gonna say it again. That man is the Magic Johnson of podcasting. Oh, y'all know how serious that is?
Well,
oh, shit.
We do now.
That's not rhetorical. I need an answer.
I will take that.
That's major.
Yes, sir.
That is major.
Okay, then.
I will take that.
Look, Doc over there looking lost.
Nah, I ain't looking lost, but I'm gonna need you to stop talking to us, man, all authoritative and everything, man.
Right.
Y'all hear what I said? I need y'all to hear.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry. It's hot over here. That's how we get.
Hey, Bella.
I apologize, Doc.
Hey, Bella, though, for real.
I gotta get on my nephew every day.
For the real reason that we all are here today. Okay. I don't know if you want, if you can look to the right of the camera. There's a pretty little foot. Now, you said the wife ain't around, right?
Yeah, she's not around.
Okay. Look to the right of the camera, right? All the way.
I see.
You see that? You see all that goodness over there sitting in that chair? Right there. Hey, Ty, okay, say hello to the people.
Hey. Hello.
She's single, too.
Now, I'm going to say this. I've been getting in so much trouble lately with this flirting and stuff that I so-called be doing. I got to chill out.
So-called?
Allegedly.
I got to chill out. But I see, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I see.
Okay.
Thanks.
If you just saw her like 5 minutes ago. She made the whole room dark, though.
Does she speak? Is she a little bit quiet over there?
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know, like most of our guests, man, they're a little nervous at first. Man.
I am nervous.
You're going to have to speak up, sugar.
But he's right. I'm going to need you to act like you ain't never had a mic in front of your face.
Oh. Is this thing on?
Hello.
She acting a little too shy for me now.
I am shy. Yes.
Go ahead, drink.
We just gonna have to get over that.
Drink that.
Over that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, drink some more, baby.
Drink it.
Stop vaping and start sipping.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh,
trying to do a little both. You know, I like to be.
Shit, like she ain't had no ice cubes in that motherfucker. It was been water.
How about that shit?
Says the man that's not drinking.
What's going on out there, boy?
What's out there?
You said what?
What's going on out there, man?
Yeah, it's hot.
What's hot? What's the temperature? Like, seriously.
Well, it started off, it was close to 100 earlier. It got down to 90. No,
what are you in the desert?
Well, yeah, it's desert heat, yeah. It's bipolar. Yesterday, it was all dark and gray, little sprinkles, and then now, you know.
That was us last week.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Tell me, does the rain make it hotter or cooler?
We have no idea what's going on, Doc. We don't know where we get our sausage from. We don't know. I have no idea. I'm not even gonna lie to you. June gloom is what it is. Human. One day it'll rain, the next 2 days it'll be 100. Cool. You know, by the time it gets to July, August, and September, you'll see some half naked folks out here.
I'm interested.
Me too.
Yeah. Y'all gotta fly out here, man.
Oh, damn. I mean, Queenie coming out there all the time, but she don't like put invites out for us raggedy ass niggas.
I don't want to.
Is that what?
That's how she get down. She also lied about calling Cass and they not picking up all kind of.
Well, I'm gonna have to vouch for that because I was actually the one that called.
I was gonna say, sir, do you see where I'm sitting and do you see where Big B is? I didn't call you. He would have called you. I saw that he called you. Yeah. Calm down. Let go. Let go and let God.
We did call him. Sure did.
That's right.
That's right. I'm like, you can see where I am.
He said,
I'm
sorry.
I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
No, I'm not wrong. I appreciate that. I'm not wrong that much. But
today you are.
Today it don't happen that often.
You are. I'm like...
Hey, you a little too close to that mic.
Oh.
Back up. Chill. Relax. Y'all got some drinks in there?
Wait a minute.
All the time.
Queenie, I'm sorry. Remember, I told you it's hot. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. You better stop popping off. I'll be out there in August. Don't make me find you.
Oh.
Be the only one that ain't put nothing.
Hey, Baylor.
Don't make me find you.
Yes, sir.
Tell me something. All right. Okay, you know the show Good Times, right? If you were a cast member or, like, you know, you made a special appearance on it, who would you want to be other than, the original cast?
Other than the original characters?
Yeah.
Probably one of the kids' school friends or something like that.
Okay, you wouldn't want to be like Bookman or
one of the parents' co-workers or some shit like that.
Oh, okay. All right. I keep that in mind. That was the question I just had off the top of my head.
All right, if you run off with that idea, let me know if it works out. I need to get paid for that.
Oh, you ain't gonna get paid. I don't care what you need. You ain't gonna get paid. we'll pay you with acclimates, so that's the best we can do.
I'm just letting you know it's very diverse out here. I kick with you.
Cleaning service.
Okay,
I'll send the lawyers right down there.
If you need your living room, dining room, or kitchen, call acclimates.
I said acclimates, motherfucker.
Hey, so what was this week's question? Did y'all get to this week's question yet?
Nah, not yet. Jesus
Christ. No, we ain't get to the question yet.
Why? You want to be around for it?
Of course. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. Well, you
unless y'all send me back down to the basement.
Oh shit. Well, you stay right there, sir, and we are going to let's see if we can make that happen for you.
BRB. Can you update your goddamn internet connection so there's not a delay? Because it is like, come on.
It's like,
come on.
I mean, that was just me. I'm sorry.
You're just fake freezing.
Hey, Bell, you know the name of the song right here?
You know the name of what?
The song right here.
I can't hear the song. Nothing. Okay. I see everybody moving, but I can't hear the music.
He can't hear the song. But
I see her dancing. It was cool moves.
Okay. Well, the name of the song is Single Ladies, and the person that you saw they dancing.
Oh,
so.
Okay. No, I couldn't hear the music though.
I mean, being that your wife ain't around.
Hey, I came here to make peace with everybody. Like,
right, no, you didn't.
What are you guys saying?
You did not.
I did. Like, I sincerely love y'all at times. Like, all the time.
See,
at
you know times. What? Okay.
Gotta love
it's all good because we love you at but times.
No, this shit's a break.
Because it's a story of my life. I'm loved sometimes.
Yibbly.
Hey, but Big yeah. B, did you not? I heard you go in about maybe. I think about 3 episodes ago, you was going in on cats not sending no feedback in, bumping into you to in the streets and in the strip clubs and the brothels and stuff. And I'm like, I send my feedback in.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, my thing is, you know, if I'm putting out a size 11 and you rocking a size 9, then it ain't for you, cuz.
You know
okay.
You're right. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
We knows who's is doing thing. I was speaking to the people. They knew who it was, and then they saw me. Well,
tell them they need to step it up. Then
I know. How about you? I'm gonna drop the music for you. Right? You go on and tell them.
Drop that shit. Let me know when you're ready. I'm about to drop these hot 16 right now.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You want to drop some bars?
Bars.
You got balls?
Not really. But I'm gonna let them know. I might hurt some feelings, but just go ahead and drop it. I can't hear the song. I mean, I can't hear the music, but I'm gonna just go with it. I'm so excellent. Is this gonna work?
Wow. Let me see.
He's excellent.
Yes. Hold up.
Here we go. Let's see if you can work with this.
I'm assuming because y'all looking at me that the music started.
You can't hear the music for real? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
That's an excuse.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got you. Technical difficulties. I got it fixed. Ready?
There we go.
Here we go.
Oh, that's sexy. I might get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, he got up.
And dance.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
take it.
Now, to the people that's bumping into Big B in the streets, and they got these perfect ideas. They wrote this shit down and performed the shit in the mirror the night before. But when a man sit up there and tell you to call in or to email in or send a text message, hell, write some shit down, stick it in the pigeon mouth and send it to him, you don't do it. Or you want to be anonymous. Well, look, that shit not gonna fly. Because I'm going to announce today as being... I'm going to be the ambassador of IDS.
Wow.
You can't come in the studio and you can't call into the studio until you go through me.
Oh.
And if that shit not fly,
yeah.
I'm going to take your demo. I'm going to go get me some water, put me some ice in the glass, and I'm going to use it as a coaster. So next time you bump into Big B and you come up with all these fabulous ass ideas that you want to say to the world, and then you back out at the last minute, you wake up that morning and you say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to waste this time.
Nope.
And that's it.
Straight
drop
like that.
The mic. Cut the music.
Straight like that.
Did I just, did I go off?
Yeah, you went off.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, how do you really feel?
Mm-hmm. Y'all heard it, you know, for real, y'all laughing, but I feel like a weight lifted off my chest that I don't have to say that at the end of the show today.
Sure, hey,
you know what I'm saying? Because y'all don't understand, like. Queen calls me and she'd be like, so and so, I just bumped into this person, so and so, da 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 da. They want to know if they can do that. I'm like, listen, stop it. Y'all know how to get in touch. Make that happen. So y'all heard it.
So scary ass.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Following me home. All that good shit.
Those are some weirdos. You got to watch out for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's different.
That was
all right. Yeah, that was cool, Bella. You did your thing, dog.
Well, if you're gonna stick around for a minute, we're gonna get into the question in about 15 minutes. And
that's fine with me.
Before you leave, you want to say bye to Miss Tanya?
I'm going to say how you doing?
How you doing?
No, don't say it like that, because you're going to get me in trouble.
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Look. If I was to call you, you're supposed to say, hey, how you doing? I ain't spoke to you in a long time. And I say, you're right. Haven't talked to you in a long time. If you text me, you say, oh, what time does the game come on? That's code for, hey, how you doing? Damn, I can't give it all the way.
I didn't realize there was a tutorial.
You are breaking man code 101.
Man, you don't spoke
to
me.
I know, over man. The God, Big like B, I'm sorry.
Don't worry, I'm going to edit that shit out.
I need a haircut.
Football season coming up, too. Are you fucking up?
That was smooth, though. That was smooth.
It was smooth.
What'd you think, Brian? Brian, I was like, damn.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Let me get my pen and paper.
He's been for 64 years.
Hey, Mark, I'm trying to let you know now. If you use anything that I just said, I'm sending them Jewish boys down there. I copyright everything. Okay?
Trust me.
You get paid off everything.
Trust me. He won't be using nothing you said. Because he won't be...
Hey, Doc, I'll be real. I'll be trying to be your bulletproof vest. Them niggas be shooting you down. I don't need no bulletproof vest, though. Bike fine or extra mushroom. Mike, they be shooting you down. That's all right, though. We going to live on.
Let me explain something to you, Pippin.
Here we go.
These are my children. They learn from me. Okay?
I'm trying to tell you, man. I am old.
Okay, I've taught these people how to be funny. They've learned well.
Okay. You know, that's Lalo why a lot Brown.
Of
times,
first of all, you are a guest.
You said you old.
Reach one, so Lalo one. Brown.
If you old, tell me right now, how do you shave your face? Who do you shave your face with?
A razor.
What is nails?
What kind of razor?
That is
it a specific. Is it a blade?
Disposable. Yeah.
Like a gelatin.
Disposable.
First of all,
he's talking to me. Jesus Christ.
Old is straight razor, sir.
Ideal.
Okay, good. What were you saying, G?
You ain't old enough if you throwing your razor away.
Wait a minute. That is very personal.
That's which blade supposed to go back and forth. Pause. Wash that thing off and put it in your back pocket and keep that just in case a nigga follow you home like they follow Big B.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who follows you
home? And since we talking about shaving,
wait a minute, I want to talk about
Queen and
people.
Queen and Tanya, what do y'all shaving?
What?
Huh?
What happened?
I
wax.
I don't know what you do.
Wax. Oh. What you? Let me see. Oh. I don't believe. Let me see.
Oh, that wax be so
soft. Let me see.
I can't do it.
I don't believe you.
I'm scared. Okay.
I got a cool grand upstairs.
Ooh. I can't do it.
Huh? I'm just...
Okay.
I will pay for the next 5 waxes.
Oh, cool. Alright then.
Wow.
It's not even gonna be that much, but okay.
Alright.
Hold on, let me get out my phone out.
Oh, damn.
Text the bitch right now. Tomorrow. Be like, tomorrow, to me, you. I got a tip.
And Big B.
I got extra tip money.
And Big B. Big B will there be there for moral support.
And my phone's down.
Okay, so look, we got to get on with this show, man. Yeah. We when we drop this question, we're gonna hit you right back.
Okay,
let's bet.
Don't go outside walking. Dollar.
See you in a few.
This all special, right. Pick it up. Well, that was interesting.
That was all for you.
Did I did you guys concoct that while I was using the facilities?
Don't know what you're talking about.
That was like the omen.
It's all for you, Tony.
Records?
It's all for you.
Those are what are those? 45s?
45s. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love you guys. You're the best.
Selma's off to college, major in fashion design. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, baby. My baby's going to be a famous fashion designer one day.
Ray, remember when we brought her home from the hospital?
I remember. As soon as I saw her, I knew she needed some nourishment. So I went out into the store.
Why, Junior, to get her some food?
Nah, Dad. The market had a special, 4 cans of Alpo for $1.
Junior, that's not nice. Selma's not here to defend herself.
I know.
Yeah, Junior. You know, Selma was here. She would say something like, every time he look out the window, the dogs start barking.
Shut up, Michael. Ain't nobody talking to you.
You know what? That sounds like something Selma would say, though.
Hey, Mama. Anybody heard from Selma yet?
Nah, girl. Now that you mentioned it, no. I'm starting to get worried.
Carter, you get worried if the sun don't come out. Sure, Carl. Give her some time. Settle. Chill and hook up with her chicks and shit.
Yeah, Ma. She probably in the bathroom. So you probably hear from her next week.
I agree with Junior. One time I was waiting to get in the bathroom and I turned a year old.
You keep bumping your gums, I can stop your aging right now.
That was a good one, Dad.
You ready for your last birthday to be your last, Junior?
No.
You know, I like to think I have something to do with Selma's creative fashion sense.
Oh, shit, here we go.
No, seriously. Selma always came down to the boutique, and I was the one who guided her towards greatness.
Look here, Loco Chanel. I think it started here first.
I'll give you that, Mama Coran. But I broadened her horizons with universal outlooks and overtones.
Oh, yeah? How does this overtone sound? Get the hell out of my house before my Carolina goes in your arrera.
Man, y'all calm down, man. We celebrating Selma's moving up in the world. Is that worth breaking up years of friendship?
You're right, Ray. I'm sorry, Aroma.
I'm sorry too, Corda.
I'm sorry, Michael. We're sorry, Daddy.
Can y'all cut that shit out?
Thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good time.
To a world of pits, and if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this, the mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the older to a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic. Consumers should have raced it in a first wave, cause second wave form believers, and believers will walk through it then even talk to it and say, "Nah, can't have none of that." Tell them what to say, Mace.
Okay, well, apparently we are at the questione part. So let me get it. All right, people. Don't fake on this question. Answer for real. Well, was that smart?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to give it to you.
All right. If we looked at your phone right now, do you have any naked selfies or naked pictures that were sent to you?
Sent or of ourselves?
Do you have any naked selfies? That means you took some. Or any naked pictures that were sent to you?
Okay, I was just trying to get clarity. Yeah. With, so it's both. Mm-hmm. Yes and no.
Yes. Okay.
I love myself.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yep.
Yeah, I got pictures of others, but I ain't got none of me.
I don't got none of myself. I know what I look like. And
So I mean, you don't have anything like that's, you know, I'm talking, well, you were answered really quickly and very honestly. So B15, you don't have any pictures like on a ready, like you were having a good day and you were like, let me take a picture, bam, so I have something in my
well, you know what,
so I have something saved and I can just send it out when somebody asks me.
Mm-mm.
Nah,
cause I can recreate the scene of the crime pretty quickly.
Okay.
Those got to be spontaneous.
I don't know. That sometimes you're just like having a good moment.
I mean, because you might be in the back of the truck.
I might want to hit him with a picture like.
Ding.
this might be too much for me.
That was really funny. It was real low. You're like, ding.
Right.
Ooh, which morning. Makes. Never mind. Anyway, Mark?
No.
Key Mark?
Nope.
I was going to say, does your phone even take pictures?
I'm like, I don't even know if he knows he has a camera.
Okay.
Either way, so like nobody sent you any, you don't
no,
have any.
No, neither way. Neither way. I ain't into all that shit. Hey, for what? If I want to see you, I want to see you. I don't need to see you on the phone.
What that 21st like century shit y'all talking
about? You know? Like,
what is this you call a selfie?
Yeah. What's that damn selfie y'all keep talking about?
All that shit.
So you said.
I don't need that shit coming back to haunt me.
Queen.
Word. Wait, hold up, son. You said yes or no.
We already read it. It's on tape. No, everyone yes. heard.
You said yes and no.
I said, yes, I have some that were sent, and no, I have none of myself. I made that clear.
I actually don't have any on my phone of me. I don't.
But you have some of other people.
They're actually not in my pictures. They're sent via text.
Okay.
So they're really technically not saved.
There's a loophole in the question.
I'm you sorry. I hit you with a big B left curve. I'm sorry.
You said in your phone. Are your texts not in your phone?
But it's not saved to my phone. So if anybody went and looked at my phone right now, because you know how like sometimes you're talking to somebody and they're like, "Hey, look, I want you to look at this picture," and you're scrolling and you're scrolling. Next thing you know, you're like, "Ooh." If anybody looked at any of my pictures right now, they wouldn't be like, "Ooh."
So if anyone looks at any of my pictures right now, they won't see anything either. So I guess I'm in your category.
Okay.
What is that? Like, I'm in
some okay, that's the way you should have answered.
I didn't know that was an option of the 007. It's in my phone, but it's not in my phone. It's somewhere in between
if
my phone and the
at
cloud.
Your phone right now. Do you have any naked selfies or pictures
okay,
that were sent
but
to
most
you?
People keep I mean, if, pictures
in their photos.
In their photos.
Right.
Okay, so we all
no.
answered
swipe no.
on
swipe, no.
the photos.
No. I said no. Mm. But I was just looking at somebody's phone now, and I accidentally scrolled. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
No, you're a
you
swiper.
Didn't tell me not to go. No,
nigga, you a swiper too.
Right. See?
Oh, what the fuck I do?
Really?
That's what you get for that.
Really? What the fuck did you do?
Oh.
I need to load Skype up one more time.
What happened, Ryder Dick?
I'm just saying, when people hand you their phones, they're like, here, look at the pictures. And they're like, just keep swiping. And you're like, okay. And you're like, oh, shit, you didn't tell me where to stop. I didn't know I was supposed to stop at, like, picture number 5. Next time, be like, stop at picture 5. Don't go no further.
I don't have that reaction. I'll be like, hey, what's this? Who's this?
It depends on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's this?
Could be.
What did I do on Skype?
What's his name?
Ain't what you did on Skype. I was going to bring the proof up on Skype that you are a flipper. That someone gave you the phone and said, have you seen this before? And you was like, nigga, we was asking about this one picture, and you went on a journey.
I don't remember that.
I know you don't.
The whole album.
That's he fucking, he was texting shit to his phone and shit.
Oh my god.
That's your man.
Let's keep going.
That's my man.
He said next.
Let's keep going.
But
I don't know. That just made me think about it.
In today's day and age, is it wrong or out of order to have a picture of yourself?
No. Mm-mm.
The reason why I ask, I mean, of course, ever since. Well, since, you know, before Apple came out with the new iOS that locks down everything, we used to find phones every night. And it was like almost like a game of, all right, everybody put 5, 10 on the table. Is there, a naked picture in here? Mm-hmm. And we would just go through the photos, like, blip, 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 blip. Ah, got it. Thank you. And it just, you know, I really don't care how much of a prude you are, I think at one point or another you've taken a shot. Whether you kept it in your phone or not, left to be argued. But I think everyone has taken a peek of, let me just see how I look on camera, on film or whatever. You know, and then there are those that are just
lame.
That feels that they are above the government and Big Brother, and so if I don't do this on my phone, they'll never see it. Oh, fuck, they see everything.
No shit.
Hey, man, I would just say don't put your head in it. No faces. If you want to send a picture, everything below the neck.
Depending on what you're talking about, put your head in it.
Nope. Nope. No faces. You going to take pictures? No.
Put your neck and chin in, put your head in it.
Daisy. Yeah.
Just don't do it, period. Won't have to worry about shit.
Or upgrade your phone.
So, okay, so Doc, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you chilling, you doing your thing. And the queen texts you at lunch break talking about she hot and bothered thinking about you.
Yeah.
God, you know, why do you put me in that?
He's not talking about you.
Oh, he said the queen.
I'm sorry.
I go by Queenine. Okay, can you just say wifey or wife or whatever?
For those that are not of the lingo, your wife, Mark the Doc Wiley.
He said, now, wait a minute, then. That's something different.
No. Ugh. She won't get it.
What?
You ain't gonna let the queen get her rocks on?
Nah.
No. Let her know this was waiting for you when you're home.
All right.
This little piece of tube steak right here. It's going to be waiting for you.
Why got to be a little piece of tube steak, though? Why can't it be a big piece of tube steak?
I will never speak of your penis.
All right.
Say, my phone is on 60% before it dies. Before it dies, you can come on with it right now.
Queen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to
And we're
answer
not talking
that?
About
I'm
this
sorry.
One.
Okay.
Because now, it's all difficult now.
So now it's me. Okay.
Now it's all difficult.
It's all
now.
Weird.
Like it wasn't before.
But nah. Four people in the room got it, but it's now.
Well,
difficult.
First of all, though, that sounded real smooth when you said it, but I know my wife, she wouldn't do that.
It's not about.
Okay, well, no.
You feel
no,
she
I wouldn't.
Would or not.
Okay, well, no.
If
well,
she
I
did,
told you.
As
no.
Your wife. But I'm saying, though, I mean, that's your wife. Y'all share these moments.
Right. So she's seen it before.
Okay,
so
but, how
she
you
has
know,
mental,
but how do you know she doesn't want to be of the moment?
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go, Strawberry. You're no, riding dick again.
I'm just saying.
There you go. No, huh? There you go.
I'm just saying.
I'm no, okay. Seriously, though. But that's real talk.
Oh, man. Spontaneous.
Yeah, suppose she wants to add something to y'all sex life and say, you know, babies.
Oh, okay.
Said that Joe
oh,
baby,
okay.
Baby.
I see what y'all are saying now.
No.
No.
Wow.
Right. And maybe she sent me something first.
Oodles of noodles for dinner.
Nah, yeah, okay.
Right, she probably took the phone, so she probably be sending the picture to herself. Forgetting that she took the phone from
her. How would you know? You never had a wife. How about that? Do you have a girlfriend? Matter of fact.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
Stop it.
Yeah. We talking about going on 17, 18 years here, pimping. You know what I'm saying? I know my wife. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know what I'm saying? You've been jacking off for how many years?
So you wouldn't be at all, like, your curiosity wouldn't be piqued or nothing if she, you know. All right, okay. And I'm not
50 Shades of Grey.
I'm not speaking. I'm speaking hypothetically here.
I understand.
Okay. So
I ain't answering shit.
Dude,
I'm just fucking with you, Mike.
We're trying to speak to
thing.
People that may be in your position.
Okay.
So if your wife maybe, you know, was just in that mood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she in the cubicle. She look right, look left. Slide the phone down. Take a picture of the kitty cat and be like,
right.
Bow. You know, when I get home, you know, I need that. Mm-hmm. And she be like, you know, you know, let me see that soldier or whatever. Let me see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to engage.
Well, if she willing to do it, fuck it, I'll do.
Okay, right. Well, thank you. That's all I need to know. There has to be a level of initiation somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'll cut through the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, Tanya, if you are on Tanya's Instagram, she
knows
says good morning with a good shot of a body part. Like, good morning, y'all. Nipples are hard.
Yep.
Good morning.
Anybody start can today. Those. But, yeah. Everybody should just be naked and free. Oh, yes.
Sounds familiar.
Why not?
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Shit. Let's take some pictures now.
Just get some away.
Well, Jesus Christ.
I'm like, feel free. You have on a sundress.
Oh, shit.
We will not judge.
There you go.
My phone's about to die. There will not be any pictures.
Come on, I got 25%.
Actually, I'm at 14. Dude. Go ahead.
Let's see something. Let's
I'm like, be free. Something.
You were right, Bree. You were right.
I don't want to be judged.
You don't even know what I'm talking about. Don't
be judged.
Girl.
Nobody
going to judge you.
Nobody going to judge you.
No, come on, man.
Go. We,
on.
Go.
We judge each other, but we can't judge you.
Oh,
judge the shit out of each other. Judge you.
Though. Well, just for the sake of everyone that may have been listening before, and just for the sake of any tantrums that may come about, we did attempt to get Bella the Great back on for this conversation. And shit is just not working right now.
No.
So.
Darn.
We do apologize, but we are sure that Mr. Baylor will send us some feedback and let us know how he feels. You know, he's in the same boat with Doc over there, and you know, he might want to, you know, let us know if, you know, if he has or if he would shoot the queen or his wife.
Is he married?
Yes.
Okay.
She's in the picture right there.
Just cute. Mm-hmm.
You know, would he send his wife?
I've never seen her with him. I seen the picture.
Well, I tried to bring that up earlier that that might be a bogus picture.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't take away from her cuteness.
He might have sat down some Halle random Burry. Person in the park while he was, you know, doing push-ups and shit. It kind of look like it'd be his sister.
Take a picture with me. I'll give you some spare ribs.
Spare ribs?
What
the fuck?
What about spare ribs?
That's why they got her in the picture. Come take a picture. I'll give you a spare rib. All
right.
God damn.
Okay.
That's old pimping.
Right. I'm like, okay.
Does that work?
Work for me.
What? Oh, no.
I got that sauce.
You said does it work?
I got that sauce.
I got that sauce.
Did you?
I had a sauce.
Did you
also
ask if that worked?
Yeah, I'm like, does that work?
You want a spare rib?
No, I didn't eat pork.
Okay, well then it don't work.
Oh, you one of them?
I was on my way to KBQ.
What do you mean she's one of them?
You talking about some crab legs?
So don't eat pork. First of all, I was talking to Tanya.
Oh my god!
You know you coming on? No. Now I was talking to Tanya. I said you one of them that don't eat pork.
Well,
two cans must have been 99.
Except
Ham.
So, there's another one. There's another one.
He was talking to me. He wasn't talking to you. He was looking at me.
We had a conversation first, and y'all is real rude. Studio etiquette.
Here we go.
I was talking to her.
That's who I was talking to.
Okay. Trey.
It's okay.
Sheesh.
I'm going
to
be
done. I'll talk to you off air, baby. Jesus Christ.
This guy.
Dios mio.
Oy,
I learned that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right back at you.
I learned
this guy.
I learned that one. This I was in Little Moticon, Republica Dominicana.
This guy.
This guy.
This fucking guy.
All right. Hey, what's next?
Nothing more than a feeling. Trying to forget my...
I feel a kumbaya moment.
Feelings of love. Teardrops.
All right, children, put your feelings away. So we can wrap the show up.
Oh, Daddy, that was Junior.
That was good there, boy. That was good there.
Y'all know the rates on the ICC just went down, so 15-word assassin got to get to work.
Right. How about that?
Menacing the I-95 corridor.
For all our listeners, Michael will be killed in the next episode of Kilt. You know, that's how I do it.
That's a dress worn by Scottish people.
Oh, and Ray will be killed too. There will be a lot of death.
Spike Lee Network.
There will be a lot of deaths. in the Spike Lee Network version of Hood Times.
Actually, wait, what did I say? What did I say? Shit.
Damn.
No, I mean, I can't say damn, because that would be okay, the same thing.
What would you say?
I mean, but I'm saying it would be like
an Irish term.
My leg.
What? My barber. Okay. Where did he go? I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, jokes are dry. You gotta do better.
My jokes?
Yes.
I've been doing this for years, man.
Yeah.
I have a following.
Oh, really?
You have napping.
Well.
You do.
Brian, you want to take a nap?
You ever see the top of his head, though? That motherfucker like this.
So without further ado, 15 WA, one finger, two finger.
Two finger to the weekend. It was great. One finger to the fucking cop that pulled me over this morning in my work vehicle because he said that I was in the left lane.
Like, he didn't shoot you. Sorry.
Yeah, but I just feel like, you know, with them cats, ain't no arguing with them.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Where were you in the left lane?
I was on 95. Where but I wasn't.
Would you be?
Huh? In Baltimore, but I was actually in the right lane. So.
Wait a minute. You were in the right lane, but he said you were in the left lane.
Right.
I mean, is that a 3 or 4 lane highway?
It's a 4 lane highway.
Bastardo.
4 lane.
And you were in the right lane.
And he made the mistake of 3 lanes?
Listen.
Where you wait? You went way where pines.
That
hey, Terrence Howard, pull it out.
God!
You know you can't leave, right?
You're right.
God damn it. That man was in the shoulder, fixed the flat tire. You know he's in left lane, right? that man woke up chained to a bed.
Right.
God damn it.
Man, you was right on time with that one.
That was a good one. Boy, they say a broken clock right twice a day. Go ahead, 1-5. You finished?
I'm finished.
Did you do both of yours?
Yeah.
1 finger and 2 finger?
Yeah. I said 1 finger to the cop.
To the cop.
And right. Two finger to the weekend I just had.
Okay. I can do that. I can do that. Doctor!
Two fingers for my man showing up today, 15 word assassin. I miss that boy, man.
Miss you too, sir.
Yeah, I miss that boy right there. My boy right there. One finger to... I don't have any one fingers. One finger to that cop that slammed that girl down outside of the pool, slammed her down and pulled out the gun on the dudes. But you know what though? In his defense, when them dudes ran up on him like that.
Nah, you don't, dude, they kids slammed. Ain't no kids. And if you know that, if you know that area, them kids ain't doing nothing like that over there.
Amen to that. If you're scared, go to church.
You know what I'm saying? You, as an officer, you have a lot of other options before pulling out your gun.
You got
a baton. You have hand-to-hand combat. You have a lot of options before pulling out your gun on
Don't
children.
Don't see the nigga run and roll. He did a little tuck and roll and popped up.
Sorry.
Officer Dangle.
I thought you were going to get a one finger to Concentric. But it's not. Tanya! Two finger, one finger.
Oh,
put the mic close to your mouth. Give it pleasure at least at one point in the show. Fuck. I mean, if you know what Drew does to that mic.
Whoa. All right.
It's used to being pleasure.
I'm going to stay away. Oh, back cool. here. Yeah. Wow.
That neck action was mean. Do that again. Yeah, yeah. Like, you are receptive.
I thought she's ready to start weaving and bobbing.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, one more of them. I'm bussing.
I was about to.
I do like the
get...
way you're holding the bottle, though.
I like to caress. I'm a caresser.
Okay. All right, then. Right,
take a sip of the.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right, then.
Go.
She working the neck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Damn, nothing. Like,
all right. Two fingers. Oh, I was going to give you Bell, guys you until I started up. Being harassed, but no. Being here is awesome. That's great. Definitely two fingers there.
All right.
One finger. I don't know. There's so many. I would have to say all the
one finger to
people.
The Lone Star State.
Well, I won't start that until July.
HTTR.
I'm being signaled. It has something to do with a bird,
drunk pigeon?
An eagle. I mean, yeah.
Right.
This fucking guy.
They can't
sitting
find
next
a championship. Oh, he keeps flying over the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they just. Okay. I don't know. All the negativity in the world. I definitely give that one finger. Kishamaya, right?
That's how you gotta give it to the championship. Championship, right? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he did it again. God. Maybe next year.
Fucking with Tyson.
You guys.
Queenie!
Hey, yo.
You're awesome.
Can't wait.
For what?
Ew.
It's not gonna happen.
Uh oh. Sounds like a challenge.
Challenge!
As you are.
She said, as you were. What the fuck?
Yes.
All right.
Don't salute right. him. They cracked the Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
No, that was for the as you were comment. Let's see. Two fingers to the bourbon tasting I'm going to on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
One finger for the non-invited.
Bring back samples.
Or that I don't.
Hey, come on,
can I go?
Good
keep
excuse.
Hating good inviting you for shit, but you never
good
show
excuse
up.
Coming
but anyway, and I will give another. I don't feel like the one finger, so I'll give another two finger to the cocktail tasting, where our bartender didn't show up, but we made it work.
Damn.
What?
I'm saying we made it happen.
Oh, so y'all jumped over the bar and say
you were invited. Don't try it. Oh, don't try it.
I was asked
don't
to recommend some beverages.
Try it.
But I wasn't invited.
Beverages, sir? Excuse me.
You guys can see
I got
his
the
face, though.
His is that the same thing as asking about the gin about?
Asking about the what?
The gin?
Did I ask you about maybe one thing out of like 10 things okay. we did?
But did you ask me about that one thing?
Did I?
I don't. Did you?
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yes. Did she?
Thank you. There's no reasoning out of this one.
You know, and I do have a one finger. One finger to asking people to go to places and they keep turning you down, so then you stop asking them to go to places.
There you go.
And then you just, because you're tired. You're tired and you know they're going to say no.
You're tired and you're sick. And you're sick and you're tired.
Because mm-hmm. you know they're going
to
say no.
One finger to the person that gave me this bottle. I thought it was yeah. more in here.
Oh.
Oh,
I mean, sorry.
Oh, hold on. There's like a whole list left to get back. It in.
It was good. I'm
we got a whole. There's
this.
A whole bar on the side of that wall.
Yes.
How hard do you really want to go?
Right. Come on,
you
girl.
Know,
all right there.
You right. know, one more drink, you're going to start screaming that old woman shit again.
Uh oh.
Are we really going to put everybody's
Big
business down here today?
One finger, two
oh,
finger.
Oh, I am. I don't have
one
any
finger,
problems
two finger.
Admitting that.
One finger, two finger.
Oh shit, hold on.
Two
here comes something.
What about two fingers?
Fingers.
I was like, let
him.
Oh.
Two fingers to
Wait,
the company
Wiley.
That extended me a job offer today.
Oh, right.
One finger to my state of confusion to not know whether to accept it or not.
Mm. Why Ay con Dios.
Yeah. That would be the only option.
Go with God.
Gotta get out of here, y'all.
Adios.
Somebody say I have no class, but I'm doing what I want to do. I would like to thank you all for tuning in and listening to the show today. I would like to thank the 15WA for letting his presence be known, minus his shirt. And I would like to...
If I come, my shirt may come.
Oh, it's the only thing coming over there, but okay. I would also like to thank Miss Tanya for coming in for offsetting the 15WA shirt with all of her HTTR glory. Yeah. Anybody want to say anything? In Queen, if they want to get up with us with feedback and donations and all that good shit.
Oh, hey, guys, you want to do any feedback, donations, as B said? Well, that's totally separate, but I can't remember what the PayPal is. But I will say,
in too deep, B.
Okay, there you are. But if you want to hit us up with some feedback,
@yahoo.com.
If you want to hit us up with some feedback, it's in too deep. No, it's indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Yes, it is.
Or 202-750 what?
1IDS. That is 1IDS.
1437.
Do that.
Okay, bye.
We always like to say in closing,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house. Now! Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house! Out, damn spot! You've been-